Here's a thought about nude workshops. In 1998, when we announced a series of Lenswork workshops, we received a call from a pretty famous workshop instructor who complimented us on our offerings, but advised that if we wanted to make money with a workshop program, we had to offer nude workshops. And by that, I'm assuming he meant nude models, not nude photographers. He was serious. He said that the only way you're really going to pack in the photographers is through nude workshops. No one cares about the zone system, etc. And I thought about his suggestion for, I don't know, maybe 3 nanoseconds and rejected it. It just strikes me odd that a bunch of older photographers, usually men, would be so motivated to pay a lot of money to come take pictures of what are usually, in those situations, young, attractive women who are naked. I just found that not right. I just didn't want to do it. And, you know, that actually fits with the long-term philosophy of Lenswork, in the sense that I tend to want to take Lenswork in places that the herd mentality doesn't want to go. For example, Lenswork has no outside advertising in it, and I think we're the only periodical in photography that can make that statement. We're the only one that prints on a sheet-fed press, which allows us to do duotones. We're the only magazine, that I know of anyway, that has never engaged outside advertising to try to build readership. I've always felt that if word of mouth didn't bring new subscribers to Lenswork, then we didn't deserve new subscribers, because it's word of mouth that is the best testimonial of all, not my claims as the publisher trying to say wonderful things about Lenswork, which of course is not as reliable a source as your photo buddies and peers. So we've always relied on word-of-mouth advertising to spread the word about what we do. I don't need nude workshops to get us attention and to make a buck. It's probably not my place to make suggestions about how you ought to go through your life, but it seems to me that following the herd is almost never the right thing to do. If all of a sudden everybody is doing ICM, in-camera movement photographs, maybe that's a good reason to not do it. If suddenly everybody's doing gumbichromate printing, I don't think that's a good reason for you to do it, under the assumption that somehow gumbichromate printing is more artistic than anything else, or I could equally make that statement about any other kind of medium. I guess I'm just convinced that the art life is more or less a solitary one, that we each have to listen to our own muse. And the minute we hear some siren song that makes us want to join the crowd and be like everybody else, that's more than likely pulling us away from our true inner creative voice. So when the advice came in to do nude workshops in order to make big bucks, my natural inclination is to turn and run away in the opposite direction as fast as I possibly could.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.